I heard Putin is drinking Ukrainian baby brain milkshakes. By End Politicians, March 10, 2022, blog, politics, writing. More than a month before the Russian army began their military operation in Ukraine in the attempt to oust the American-infiltrated, hence, American-controlled Ukraine government, directly and gloatingly threatening Russia's sovereign existence, I wrote an article warning that Ukraine was about to be severely decapitated, or turned into a rack of lamb, as I penned it, due to America's flagrant and arrogant choice in refusing to back down in its imperial quest of conquering Russia for its natural resources, in order to keep the U.S. globalist imperial right goose stepping into the future, of which China will be the next prey of the world's largest ever super predator. Said article also pointed out that many countries of the West are indeed not sovereign states, but mere lackeys of the empire du jour's megalomaniacal Adonis complex of their world body, and matching delusional ego of dwarfing psychopathic grandeur. It was quite clear what was about to happen in Ukraine, yet not one NATO leader, then or now, has acted in a mature stabilizing manner. Unit politicians serving the castrator's insanity. Before I continue, let me say, I am no Putin apologist, nor warmonger. If one has been paying attention to the concept of what this website stands for, one would understand that it is to free enough minds from the mind of the state in order to have an awake population able to take control of one's own sovereignty, in the process freeing one's own government-bordered mind, then subsequently every other scalable geographical existence that exists, in order to eliminate the realms of ignorance perpetuated through ingrained state and entertainment indoctrination. Only with too many captive minds is the cycle of ignorance able to currently repeat in Ukraine as it has for thousands of years. An intelligence-based and properly educated, engaged and functionally participating citizenry could eliminate the globalist juggernaut that is willy-nilly driving the world to destruction. With the emergence of an overbalance of free thought and action comes peace and prosperity for the benefit of mankind. Sadly, and with catastrophic effect, most all Western leaders are globalist imperial stooges free of diversity of thought, only parrots, acting on the thoughts and actions of a truly mentally ill construct of dominance by the globalist empire. Therefore the monoculture of babbling factless logoria incessantly permeates the channels of propaganda, giving the steaming pile of politicized crap an appearance of nutritional balance to the captive societal minds at the state transfer station already on the conveyor belt for full-on incineration of an objective reality. Putin and Russia is not a puppet of the West, and after having warned the empire du jour for more than 8 years have decided to make a last stand against the globalist empire du jour hostilely using Ukraine as a sacrificial pawn in order to achieve their goal of subverting or utterly destroying every entity with independent notions and true sovereign status. Rather than give Russia the guarantee of a non-hostile globalist imperial regime on its doorstep, the U.S. has decided to use Ukraine as a sacrificial lamb in order to further the Russian smear campaign, and in the process frag the global economy and punish every single citizen of the world with the global financial ramifications that are unrolling as the unthinking West sanction themselves into financial and logical oblivion through the destruction of the stability-inducing symbiotic World Trade Network. In the end, just welding the China-Russia cooperation, and ultimately, military alliance. If one thinks things are expensive now, just wait. To be clear, the Ukraine war is a proxy war with the U.S. at the helm of Ukrainian policy and action. Surely it should be obvious to most of the world, and glaringly lucid to all Ukrainians, that they have indeed been used by the globalist empire du jour in order to achieve geopolitical goals against Russia that in no way, shape or form have benefited Ukrainians in any meaningful way. In fact, Ukraine has seen about 4% of its geographical area absolved in the form of Crimea, and another 5 or 6% about to leave once the Donetsk and Luhansk regions achieve independence. And the economic hits that came with ignorantly and idiotically losing said territory. And all for what? So even greater corruption could be introduced by allowing American tentacles in to molest Ukraine's sovereignty, and the general populace? Now the Ukraine politicians laugh all the way to their U.S.-supplied offshore bank accounts and Ukraine runs red with blood. Where at the first sign of Russia's steadfast anti-bullying action to rein in the American puppet master and dangling Ukrainian puppets, America just deserts the Ukrainian people and wishes them good luck against a vast superior entity. Though of course not before sending in enough weapons and training the army, containing literal neo-Nazi battalions, how to hide amongst the general populace to be used as human shields and create the scenario to see Ukraine utterly murdered and destroyed for possibly years to come, and also the mainstream media can demonize Russia while hiding past and present U.S. atrocities. Atrocities such as the U.S.-guided war in the breakaway Donbas region that has been underway since 2014 and killed thousands of innocent civilians. America has destroyed many countries and murdered and maimed millions of civilians in the name of freedom and democracy. And that is only going back 21 years. America's modus operandi is, if America is not able to infiltrate and fully control the geographical location in question to their level of satisfaction, said location is systematically and violently turned into a hell on earth in order to eliminate the area from maintaining any stability and continuance of continuity whatsoever. America is all too happy to see Ukraine go the way of Iraq, Libya and Syria. So Ukraine's and other Western idiotic puppet leaders beg for and fulfill the order of weapons so as to fulfill the American insurgency playbook. Those weapons manufacturers need to see profits to keep the globalist empire happy and rolling in profits. Ukrainian citizens are dying in the conflict, though it is not the scenario that the mainstream media is assaulting the masses with hour after hour, day after day. The media's coverage of the Ukraine conflict is taken from the same playbook as the COVID narrative. Over-sensationalizing, disinformation, misinformation, obfuscation, and outright lies. The notion that the Russian army is purposefully targeting civilians for death is absolutely ridiculous. If the COVID debacle has not taught when that zero truth emerges from the mainstream media, then all is surely lost in one's minuscule mind of the state fantasy. Without question, Ukrainian citizens are dying due to the direct use of Russian weaponry being used in the conflict. Russia's main military focus has been to eliminate the ability of the Ukrainian army through the destruction of military bases and personnel as needed, as well as surround and take control of cities as deemed of strategic importance. As mentioned above, the Ukrainian army has entrenched themselves in many cities using the population as human shields in a cowardly act as they fire on the Russian military. As in all wars after World War I, sadly, the innocent population have become part of the rules of engagement of the mind of the state. It is fair to state that Russia has indeed been doing all within its power to avoid civilian casualties, and such a policy has indeed cost excess Russian soldiers' lives, as well as retarded mission objectives, which to the U.S. comes across as a sign of weakness on Russia's behalf. If Russia truly wanted, it could obliterate any Ukrainian in a matter of days. Western press will mention nothing of the elements of the Ukrainian military that are indeed murdering Ukrainian citizens so as to prevent them from fleeing the conflict zone and preventing the city-entrenched military from having human shields to hide behind and propagandize the purposefully created humanitarian disaster and the baby-killing Putin. Then the press likes to hype how thousands of Ukrainians have literally been handed AK-47 single quotas and other weapons to gallantly dispatch of evil Russians, not reporting how these weapons have literally fallen into the hands of thugs, mental incompetents, those holding civic grudges, imbeciles, sadists, purposefully released violent convicts and other extremely nefarious entities, and have caused absolute societal decline and climate of fear and abuse where rape, robbery, retribution and other rampant recalcitrant wrongdoings run rampant. Is there any intelligence left in Western leadership? Eunuchs and perverse castrator. Speaking of Western leadership. Oh right, it is the globalist empire du jour's playbook parroted by the Western eunuchs. Like I said before, when there is no diversity in thought, a habitable environment will cease to exist. What the West is enacting to deal with Russia reeks of absolute desperation and incompetence, Unless there is a globalist plan to utterly decimate societies economically and physically the world over with the hopes of ushering in their communist feudalist dystopia of the Great Reset. Before the avalanche of Western idiotic policy decisions came to be, it seemed like there might even be a semi-intelligent approach to dealing with the situation, where at first, some countries such as Canada, Spain, and Germany first refused to send weapons, which will no doubt see the exacerbation of the bloodshed of Ukrainian citizens. Though now to not flood Ukraine with weapons is looked upon as an inherent evil. And to not equate any Russian as a vile, barbarous, skeevy, inhuman piece of trash, seems to be behavior to be shunned for. Is the West truly so ignorant and incompetent? Or are media and the politicians out to destroy the world economically and geographically? Seems odd, when peace could have been arranged had Western leaders just sat around and had intelligent two-way dialogue with Russia, commit to the Minsk agreement and allow Ukraine to take the logical and mutually beneficial role of becoming a neutral state and bring peace and prosperity to its people and the rest of the world. Oh right. Remember when NATO talks were happening just before the conflict began and the US would not even allow one of the other 29 NATO members, nor Ukraine to play any participatory role whatsoever in discussions. That is some democratic process. American democratic process. Castrator and eunuchs. But that intelligence state media, peddling absolute fabrication, a fabrication that turns the genocidal maniac into the benevolent gentleman, where up is down, and to think otherwise is a thought crime, soon to be prosecuted by elimination of one's currency. Just ask the bank account freezing Trudeau and Slaveland. Yes, corporate and state media, where it matters not what truth is or whether an objective reality actually exists. Just what the globalist empire's propaganda make the mass of easily malleable minds believe. Such is the universe that the media and state will lead the channels of ignorance to project as foregone facts. Though when voter turnout of around 60% happens on average in Canada and other countries of the West, it may just be there are more knowledgeable and disenfranchised reality observers than putting states of mind that blindly follow the mind of the ignorant state. It is time for the intelligent methodical voters and the millions of disenfranchised assembly of putting free understanding to unite and bring some intelligence and competent leadership to the West before our current diseased crop of morons and imbeciles release the power of the atom and bring the reality of a boy and his dog into fruition. You guessed it, true direct democracy. This should be the spring of the West to end politician incompetence. Legislate the people into existence and begin an actionable peace and prosperity plan for the globe, where truly sovereign countries free of imperial captivity allow their citizens to participate in a meaningful manner and become shareholders and finally fulfill the right and necessity to certifiably become the most important resource that any geographical location has to offer, a highly in tune, wisdom-bearing, hard-working, engaged and aware citizenry. Canadian spring starts March 20th. I will be making the sacrifice. I hope many others will do the same. See you in Ottawa. CR.